Magician. A person who performs magic tricks for entertainment. On today's episode of 26 Podcast, we listen to a short story about a magician. Or perhaps he isn't. Stay tuned to 26 Podcast.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone. Thank you. As you can see, my lovely assistant Nola is back in one piece. Not a single hair out of place. For my next performance, I'll make my assistant disappear and magically be transported to the submerged box. Now, timing is very important with this wonderfully perfect illusion. This box is submerged in 10 feet of water, and as you see, it is full of holes. The water will leave the holes as the crane begins to lift. At the top of the tank, as you see, there are 26 sharp spikes.
Oh!
I can appreciate the concern, but I promise you, you'll be entertained. There are only 26 seconds between the time that the box has enough air in it for my assistant and that the spikes will pierce the box, making a shish kebab. It will take exactly 26 seconds for enough water to leave the box before my fantastic assistant appears in the box. If she shows up too soon, she will drown. If she shows up too late, she will be pierced by the spikes. Only she can save herself by pulling on the lever that raises the spikes. Is everyone ready? Okay, thank you. Nola, are you ready? Okay. Sit here on the stage in this chair. I will now place this blindfold on my assistant. Notice, everyone, that I will not place a blanket over her. Nola will disappear in plain sight of all of you. I am not using any mirrors. There isn't any sleight of hand. I assure you that I have not done a massive hypnotism session. I will now start the crane. Okay, everyone. Keep your eyes on Nola. And in one, two, and three. Well, let me get a drum roll first. Okay, one, two, and three. So as you can see, my lovely assistant Nola has disappeared in front of your very eyes. Thank you. That was the easy part. Thank you, everyone. That was the easy part. I now have to concentrate and focus. My timing has to be perfect. I will ask that you keep silent so that I can focus all of my mental energy on keeping Nola safe. I have her hovering in limbo at the moment. I need to transfer her molecules from one dimension to another and place all of them into the rising box at just the right moment. I will now need your help to bring Nola out of the other dimension back into this one and place her in the box. Please send me your good wishes and energy. And now! That's right. Nola is now in the box and she is pulling the lever. She is safe at last. Thank you. You're much too kind. Let's hear it for the amazing Nola. Oh dear, it seems that my assistant has lost her head. No worries, I can fix that. Now where is that soldering iron? Don't know what went wrong, I practiced that trick dozens of times. The crane was working fine. The mirrors were in perfect alignment. The holographic imager was functioning. Good thing you're an android, Nola, or I'd be in big trouble. Now I'll have to pay off a reporter to say that it was some type of mass hallucination brought on by the chemicals in the fog machine. You'll have your picture in the local paper, and we'll need to make an appearance at some local event immediately to quell any rumors. Hold still. I've only got a few more wires to connect, and you should be good as new. There. That should do it. That's quite a scare you gave me. Nola, run a self-analysis. Is everything functioning as normal?
1, 2, 3, 4. The mouse has run to the door. 5, 6, 7. All hail the magic Kevin. 8, 9, 10. We will bring the end.
Wow, I really need to take you in for repairs. For now, run full diagnostics.
Diagnostics complete. Rerouted damaged algorithms.
Great. So Nola, tell me what happened.
He was there.
Are you sure? I didn't see him.
He was there. I saw him while waiting in the alternate space.
I really thought we had given him the slip. How'd he find us? Eh, no matter. Our work is almost done. We'll just have to get this done faster somehow.
It is getting harder for me to stay in the alternate space.
I know. This was bound to happen. We are spending more energy every show to make the audience look larger, when by nature of what we're doing, the audience is actually shrinking. How many more shows do you think we need to do?
At the current rate, it will take us 3 more shows to collect enough life forces.
3 more? I don't think we can evade them for that long. And I definitely don't think you'll be able to bend reality 3 more times.
You are correct. It is unlikely that I can hold space and time separately much longer.
I just need to figure out how to evade them for a little longer. We'll have to move our schedule up and do one last show. I'll have to be the biggest one yet. I'll call our publicist and get them started on some marketing for us.
What about him? I believe all the publicity will attract him to our location.
You're right. How long would it take him to regenerate from complete zero?
It would take him approximately 84 hours to regenerate from zero. However, the only way for that to happen
is for black matter to collapse. I know. Fortuitous for us. I happen to have a friend with a certain button.
You cannot mean...
Yes, one and the same. I will have to call in a favor to Matt Newman. He has access to a Gall Paradox box.
That is dangerous.
Desperate times, desperate measures.
The cost is too high.
Perhaps. However, the risk outweighs the rewards.
The Gall Paradox may cause you to implode.
Yeah, it very well may. It could also expand the universe or create a new galaxy named Emily for all I care. I can't worry about what it might do as long as it does create a black matter collapse. That will take them down to zero and give us 84 hours to finish our task.
Very well. I will make arrangements with Mr. Matt Newman.
Okay, everything's in place. I now possess the button to the Gall Paradox box.
Are you sure that you want to press the button?
Yes, the show's tonight. I need everything to go as planned. I can't have you falling apart while in the alternate space. That will be worse than a nuclear implosion.
I can no longer protect you once you press the button.
I know. But I won't need your protection any longer. You know, my fate was set a long time ago. I'll miss you either way.
I do not know how to miss anyone. If I had emotions, I think that perhaps I would miss you.
Now don't get soft on me now. Okay, here goes nothing. What happened?
There was a black matter collapse. You also have biologically aged by 54 years.
54 years? Wow, that explains why my insides feel funny.
You will not live past tonight.
Well, the good news for that is that I won't have to see him again. We'll do our show tonight as planned, and we will save the world, as always.
No one will know what you accomplished. Your sacrifice will never be known.
You'll know, Nola, and that's good enough for me. Let's do this. Thank you, everyone. You're much too kind. It is so good to see such a large crowd tonight. I just received the total count of how many people showed up tonight, and the number is 2,600. Yes. Yep, something to clap for, 2,600 people. That's awesome. Well, tonight, I will retire my act by performing my greatest trick ever. I call this the inception of time. My lovely assistant will sit in this clear box. The box that you see has 26 sharp spikes about it. And above the box is a 5,000-pound truck. I will secure my assistant in the chair. I will blindfold her, and I will then proceed to pull this lever. The truck will come crashing down on the box, impaling my assistant with the spikes and finally crushing her remains. I will then bend space and time to reverse all that has happened, and my assistant will be sitting in the chair none the wiser. Nola, please take your spot. Nothing like a blindfold to reduce some stress. Okay. I have now tightened the straps and closed the box. The box is soundproof, so Nola will have no idea when I pull the lever or when the truck comes crashing down on her. Okay, here goes nothing. This is between us, don't tell Nola. But this trick works about 50% of the time, and the other 50%, well, I wouldn't want to be her. Okay, here goes nothing. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I really thought he was going to come out of this coma. There was so much brain activity. He kept calling for someone named Nola. 84 hours after being removed from life support. Time of death, 12:26. Thank you for listening to this episode of 26 Podcast. keep sending me your emails. I haven't gotten one in a while, and I kind of like reading them. So you can reach me at info@26podcast.com. That's I-N-F-O at 26podcast.com. Spell out the word 26 and podcast. info@26podcast.com. Don't forget to visit our website at 26podcast.com. You can catch up on past episodes. You can see what I am currently up to, as well as maybe any ideas I have for an upcoming show. And we also have a merchandise store. That's a great way to support us here so we can keep doing this. That's 26podcast.com. Thank you, thank you, thank you.